poll, Joe Biden's approval dipped in June. By Hannah Blow on July 4, 2023. President Biden's approval rating took a dip in June. While his overall approval remains underwater, a Rasmussen Report survey released Monday found. The survey found 45% approving of Biden in May. That figure decreased to 44% in June. Meanwhile, the total disapproval has remained consistent at 54% over the past 2 months. Notably, that figure reflects a 4-point increase from the 50% who disapproved of the 80-year-old in April. Further, the 44% approval in June reflects a 4-point drop from the 48% who approved of Biden in April. According to the survey, the monthly numbers in this article are based on approximately 7,000 interviews each month with likely voters. It has a margin of error of less than +1%. Meanwhile, Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll on Monday found 44% approving of Biden's job performance, compared to 53% who do not. The slight dip in approval follows Biden's administration celebrating what society has deemed Pride Month throughout June. With Biden kicking off the month with a proclamation in which he chose to criticize states taking action to protect children from physical mutilation in the name of gender affirmation. In 2023 alone, state and local legislatures have already introduced over 600 hateful laws targeting the LGBTQ+ community. Books about LGBTQ+ people are being banned from libraries. Transgender youth in over a dozen states have had their medically necessary health care banned, Biden said in the proclamation. The administration also came under fire after transgender activists attended the White House Pride event and temporarily went topless. Rose Montoya, a biological man who believes he is a female, is among those who shimmied his fake breasts on camera, later asserting that he was simply living in joy, living my truth, and existing in my body. The White House responded to the backlash, admitting that the behavior was inappropriate and disrespectful for any event at the White House. It is not reflective of the event we hosted to celebrate LGBTQ+ families or the other hundreds of guests who were in attendance. Individuals in the video will not be invited to future events, it added. Toward the end of the month, Admiral Rachel Levine, Biden's Assistant Secretary for Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, doubled down and declared that the party should not stop in June, calling for a summer of pride. Related video. Rachel Levine pushes doctors, pediatricians to be proactive ambassadors for trans ideology.